I smiled at him and contemplated his shocked expression to my own satisfaction. Then I drew in a breath, and my renewed will with it, lifted the rod in my right hand, murmured a phrase in a language I didn't know,
Flatus Caloris,
and blew the tires off his truck. They all went at once, complete blowouts resulting from a sudden heating of the air inside the tires. A pretty slick spell to pull on the fly, heating up the air inside of the tires of a moving vehicle. The truck slewed left and right, and I could see Parker frantically rolling the steering wheel in an effort to maintain control. Two people sat in the cab with him, faces I didn't recognize from here, and they evidently didn't believe in seatbelts. They were tossed about the inside of the truck like toys. The truck careened off the road in a spray of gravel, went past me into the weeds, hit some sort of ditch, and went into a ponderous roll. Car wrecks, when they happen for real and not on television, are surprisingly noisy. They sound like someone pounding empty trash cans out of shape with a sledgehammer, only louder. Parker's truck tumbled over twice, crunched into the side of a hill, and lay on its passenger side. I felt a certain amount of professional pride.
Well then, that should take care of that.
I spoke too soon. The windshield of the truck exploded into a hectic spiderweb pattern. Then the safety glass shattered outward, followed by a foot wearing a heavy black combat boot. More glass flew outward. And then people started crawling out of the pickup, battered and bloodied. Besides Parker, there was the lantern-jawed lout whose nose I had flattened a few days ago, his nose now swollen and grotesque, and the bloodthirsty woman who had led the group into their berserk fit of lust. They were all dressed in the same variants of denim and leather, and cuts and bruises from the tossing they'd had were much in evidence. Parker led them out of the truck, looked back at it, stunned, and then he looked at me. I saw fear flicker in his eyes, and it brought out a satisfied surge within my own pounding heart. Served him right, the jerk. I spun my rod around once in my fingers. Started whistling a bit from the overture to Carmen, and walked toward them through the grass, annoyed that I was limping and that I was dressed in a ridiculous blue jumpsuit that left inches of my arms and legs bare. Flatnose saw me and grunted out some sort of Neanderthal noise of surprise. He drew a handgun from inside his jacket, and it looked tiny in his hands. I lifted my left hand, forced more of my boundless energy through the shield bracelet, and sang a few phrases in what I suppose could have been taken for Italian to verbally encase the spell. Without preamble, Flatnose started squeezing off shots at me,